Hey there, my name's Gary Sims and this is Gary Explains. Today I want to talk about privacy and security. What is privacy? What is security? Are they related? And why are they important? So if you want to find out more, please let me explain. So obviously privacy comes from the word private, things that we want to keep for ourselves and not to be revealed to other people. And of course that affects many, many different parts of our lives, but fundamentally it is the freedom from unauthorized intrusion into our lives. So if you take, for example, your house, okay, you don't want someone to come up to the windows and look through the windows, okay, and stare into your living room while you're, you know, watching television or whatever. That would be an invasion of your privacy. So therefore we have gates, we have fences maybe, we have curtains that we draw over the windows. We have different measures that we take to make sure that we're sitting there watching television and no one is intruding, unauthorized intrusion into our life. And this, of course, extends into our digital lives as well as our personal lives. Now, the UN's Universal Declaration of Human Rights has an article about privacy, and this is what it says. No one shall be subjected to arbitrary interference with his privacy, family, home, or correspondence, nor to attacks upon his honour and reputation. Everyone has the right to the protection of the law against such interferences or attacks. Now there, clearly it's talking about person, home, family, and correspondence. And of course, correspondence also covers the whole digital age that we now live in. As an interesting thing though, notice there it says that you should not suffer attacks on your honor or reputation. And that's interesting because that is actually in conflict with, let's say, the Americans' idea of free speech. And it's really interesting, if you look at a platform like YouTube, you will see that a lot of people attack other people's honor and reputation without any comeback whatsoever. There's no consequences to that. And that's not only towards creators like me, but that's also to other people who are commenting. But that's, I suppose, a whole different video. Now, the problems we face with privacy today are not new. For example, before the internet, but let's still say in a modern age, if you had, for example, electricity to your house or a telephone to your house, if you had a bank account, already there were corporations and organizations that had data about you. Your name, your address, probably your date of birth. There would be, you know, transaction records in there. There would be information maybe about a health provider, about the different things that are going on in your health. There were a whole bunch of issues to do with privacy that existed way before we had smartphones and things like that, when companies held data about you. Even by just connecting yourself up to electricity, there would therefore be data stored somewhere about you. And of course, now that we live in the digital age, there's a whole bunch more of information that can be collected about you. For example, just browsing the internet, advertisers are starting to build up a profile about you, not only using cookies, but even things like which web browser you're using, what fonts you've got installed, what plugins are installed for that browser. They can actually start to create a fingerprint to identify you uniquely. And then as you go from site to site where the same advertiser is advertising products, they can start to notice what type of sites you go to, what type of things you're interested in, and build up this personal profile just about you. Of course, it goes beyond much more than just advertising. If we think about the services that companies like Google and Apple provide, then of course there we're dealing with maps and location information. We're talking about your emails. We're talking about your messages. If you include things like WhatsApp, Facebook, Instagram, we're talking about all the things you're doing, talking to people. We're even talking about face recognition on the photos that you post. There are certain types of apps that want to kind of get a picture of your face and they use those. They can all build up profiles about yourself. And every time you do it, you are implicitly giving them authorization to take that data, keep it, process it, and build up a profile about you. And then, of course, there's financial information. We used to have just banks, so you'd put your money in a bank. You might be able to get that money out at different places with a card. You might have this kind of more special relationship with your bank where you'd be kind of, you wanted to get a mortgage or a loan from them. Those days are long gone. Now, Apple and Google, both of them provide financial services, so they can track exactly what you're spending your money on, where you're spending it, how much you're spending it, what kind of things you like to spend on, and so on and so on. Why do you think there's Google Pay? Why do you think there's Apple Pay? Because they want to follow your transactions across the entire internet and even into the physical world as you start to use their services to pay for things. And then on top of that, there of course are the virtual assistants, Google Home, Apple Siri, Amazon's Alexa, and these are building up profiles again about you, about what you're asking for, about what kind of time you're asking for. They've probably enabled location services in the mobile app that you're using to interact with this thing. And then of course, because it's always listening, there's been lots of cases where we're finding out that the data that's being recorded is being sent up to the organization, and sometimes that's being verified by third parties to make sure the keywords and what you said was correctly recognized. But of course, they're doing that with your data. And I've got a whole video about what does Google know about me. And you'll be quite surprised to see the kind of stuff that Google actually have recorded just using their assistants. I'll leave a link to that in the description below. So privacy has implications both in the real world and in the digital world. Now, security is not the same thing as privacy. Privacy is governing how that information about you is used and how it's controlled, what you choose to reveal, whereas security is about safeguarding that information. So let's just say that my bank has to have my name, address, and date of birth and information about my transactions. How is the bank protecting my data? And then of course, when we move over into the digital world, how is Google protecting my data? How is Yahoo protecting my data? How is Apple, Amazon, Microsoft? The list just goes on and on and on. How are they protecting my data to make sure that an unauthorized access is not made to my data? So every month, companies like Google and Apple and Microsoft and Adobe, they release patches for their software. And the reason is because software is complicated, and often there are design flaws or even bugs that could potentially allow third parties to access our private data. So therefore, these companies release patches for Android, for iOS, for macOS, for Windows, whatever it is that are updating, so that we can be better protected. That's why it's important to always update your phone or update your laptop when new patches are available. Now, of course, when security fails, when the walls come down, when the doors are open, then of course your privacy is also exposed. People can get hold of information that should otherwise be protected because there is now a hole in the defenses. And so again, security is about protecting what you have. Privacy is about how you reveal it, how you use it, where security protects, guards the data that you already have. Now, over the years, there have been some major security breaches where data that I thought was secure, you thought was secure, was actually exposed and revealed to third parties who were not authorized to have that data. So it was a security breach that led to a privacy failure. And here are a few of them. In 2013, 2014, there was a breach at Yahoo that exposed 3 billion records. First America Financial Corp had 885 million records exposed in 2019, including banking details, social security digits, wire transactions, and mortgage information. Facebook in 2019 had 540 million records exposed. Just think about all the things that you have on Facebook. They were exposed. And Marriott Hotels had 500 million records exposed, including payment information, names, addresses, phone numbers, email addresses, and even passport numbers in a 2018 security breach. So what can we do about this? Well, first of all, we need awareness. Awareness of the difference between privacy and security. So awareness of what data you're giving to companies like Apple or to Google or to Microsoft. And then also an awareness about what devices you use and how they are protected to make sure that data unintentionally doesn't leak out. And also the companies themselves, whether they have a good track record in keeping their data secure. So awareness is the first thing. Now, unless you're going to actually go and build a cabin in the woods without electricity, without a phone service, without any kind of contract with anybody, then at some point your data is going to be in the hands of a third party. Even just to connect the internet up to your house, connect up the electricity to your house, is going to involve you signing a contract and involve information exchanged about who you are and the services you are buying. So that means that to do modern day living, even starting with just a simple house with connected to the utilities, your data is already being used by third party companies. And of course that extends far, far into our digital footprint when we talk about services like Amazon and Facebook and Google and Apple and all the things that we use daily to live our lives. Now, of course, there are some things you can do to help. For example, you can limit the number of services that you use. Of course, the more you use, the greater exposure, potential exposure there is because you've used more and more services. So you can reduce the number of services you use. You can also use things like VPNs to cover up certain aspects of your digital life. There are certain products that offer encryption, whether that be for messaging, whether that be for storage, whether that be for emails. There are different services that provide encryption at different levels. You can investigate those. And of course, the key thing to remember is that today, there's no such thing as a free service. So things like Facebook and Google are offering free services, but they're not offering them free. What they're actually doing is taking your data and using that primarily for advertising. Remember that Google's money mainly comes from its advertising revenue. And go and look at a financial report, see how many billions they make just through their advertising revenue. And the same for Facebook. It's all about advertising revenue. So you have to be aware that they're using this, and then you have to decide whether you want to use that. Because if you paid for some service, there are pay for email services, for example. You could even have your own server. Now, when you do that, you're no longer relying on the free service that someone's providing, and they're kind of harvesting your data to offer that free service. You're now paying for it. So paying for services is often a good way to guard your privacy and your security, because now you're not relying on them using your data as a way of boosting their business model. Okay, that's about it. So privacy is about how your data is used and who you let have access to your data. Security is protecting that data, whether it's on their servers or on your device. And when security fails, to remember that then privacy is also weakened. Now, there are things you can do. As I've discussed, awareness is the key issue here. Okay, that's it. My name's Gary Sims. This is Gary Explains. I really hope you enjoyed this video. If you did, please do give it a thumbs up. If you like these kind of videos, then please subscribe to the channel. Other than that, that's it. I'll see you in the next one.